SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Thanks for taking yet another journey with me. Today's program highlights the 2013-2014 Youth Mayor for Hanover and in glimpses of Jamaica, Speaky Spooky. Stay with us for this and much more. 11-year-old grade 6 student of Watford Hill Primary School in Eastern Hanover, Clinton Brown, is the 2013-2014 Youth Mayor for Hanover. He was adjudged the winner of the competition for Youth Mayor staged earlier this week by the Hanover Parish Council as part of its Local Government Month schedule of activities. JIS reporter Brian Miller tells us more.
Clinton was among 5 other competitors from schools across the parish that represented the divisions in which their schools are located. The participants, who were selected by their respective schools, were asked to make a presentation on the topic, In 50 Years, Jamaica Has Moved Forward.
50 years is only 2 generations of a people's life. So the island of Jamaica that became independent from British rule has survived 2 generations of social, industrial, political, educational, economical, and spiritual transformation of its culture. This is a forward move because the changes have only been sustainable, but they permit the survival of the next generation.
Youth Mayor for Hanover, 11-year-old Clinton Brown. As part of his winning prize, young Mr. Brown, along with other youth mayors from across the island, is expected to have lunch with Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller sometime this week. Brian Miller reporting from Louisiana for Roundabout JA.
And now a message from the JUTC.
The Jamaica Urban Transit Company, JUTC, wishes to advise the public that the bus transfer system has been discontinued, effective Sunday, November 17. The company apologizes to customers for any inconvenience caused. To help commuters, the JUTC has implemented a number of alternative routes. They are as follows. The 3AX from Christian Gardens to New Kingston, or the 8AX and the 12AX from Nagohead to New Kingston, instead of the 12A from Nagohead to Halfway Tree. The 21A and 21 Express from Spanish Town to Crossroads, instead of the 21 and 23A from Spanish Town to Halfway Tree. And the 32 from Corville Gardens to Downtown via Halfway Tree. Also, you may take the 32A and 32 Express from Dehaney Park to Crossroads instead of the 32 from Corville to Halfway Tree. The 46 and 44 Express will take you from Great House Circle to Downtown via Halfway Tree. And the 47 and 47 Express from Chancery Street to Downtown have replaced the 46 from Great House Circle to Halfway Tree. Commuters may take the 49 Express from Norbrook to Downtown in place of the 49 from Norbrook to Halfway Tree. The 50EX from Seaview to Papine, the 51EX from 3 Miles to Papine, and the 19AX from Greater Portmore to Papine in place of the 50 from Seaview to Halfway Tree and the 51 from 3 Miles to Halfway Tree. The 42X from Constant Spring to Downtown in place of the 52A from Temple Hall to Halfway Tree. The 74EX and the 76 from Barbican to Downtown instead of the 74 from Barbican to Halfway Tree. And you may take the 75EX from 6 Miles to Papine or the 24EX from Spanish Town to Uwe's Irving Hall Gate in place of the 75 from 6 Miles to Halfway Tree. The 500, 600, 800, and 900 shuttle routes will remain as a paid service. The JUTC thanks commuters for their support in rolling out this initiative as it continues to serve you better. JUTC, your route to excellence.
On the Vision 2030, the tourism industry will be strengthened to provide a world-class experience for visitors and Jamaicans alike. In glimpses of Jamaica, Speaky Spooky. This is used to describe Jamaicans who try to speak like an American or a foreigner. And that's where we end today's Journey Roundabout JA. Thanks to Joel Samuels, our studio engineer. I'm Ruth Ann Carr, and until next time, walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.